This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Both President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry refrained from overt political campaigning this last week out of respect for former President Reagan. But politics starts again today. Joining us for our weekly analysis of the campaign is the editor of Slate magazine, Jacob Weisberg. Jacob, you know, we just discussed this statement from the group Diplomats and Military Commanders for Change, this statement saying that Mr. Bush should be defeated in November. Is this the kind of thing that matters in a political campaign?
Well, hello, Alex, and I think it could matter. These are people who are saying that Bush's policies have been reckless, damaging to the interests of the United States. And I think it does have an impact because it's a group of centrist, establishment, military and foreign policy types who are disenchanted. It's hard to make out that a group that includes so many Republicans and people who are conservative by background are merely being partisan or ideological.
They're explicitly nonpartisan. They don't say, go vote for John Kerry. They just say, we need to defeat President Bush.
They will be dismissed that way by the Bush campaign if they already haven't been. But I think the reason they do have some standing is because, of course, they can say, well, this group includes people who were appointed by Bush's father and by Ronald Reagan, or should I say now Saint Ronald Reagan.
Well, Mr. Reagan's passing this last week was a huge story all across the country. I don't know if that is what has buoyed President Bush's fortunes, but he's up in the polls, the most recent political polls.
A little bit. I'm not sure I would read too much into it. Of course, the Bush people have tried to draw a connection between Reagan and President Bush. They are both optimists. They both believe in tax cuts in Bush's case. They have an aggressive foreign policy, Bush does. Many commentators, on the other hand, have said essentially, we knew Ronald Reagan, you're no Ronald Reagan. It's very funny, Alex, to hear liberals who never had a kind word to say about Reagan now criticizing Bush by saying that he can't hold a candle to Reagan's legacy.
He's not Reagan-esque enough. Senator Kerry over this last weekend was calling on Mr. Bush to support stem cell research, echoing Nancy Reagan's plea. What are you looking for from Senator Kerry over the coming weeks?
Well, most importantly, Alex, the vice presidential nominee. The Democratic convention is now just 6 weeks away, and I think we're likely to have a vice presidential pick 2 to 3 weeks at least before the convention. Other than that, I think Kerry's strategy will be opportunistic, not in the negative sense, but in the sense his comments on the stem cell issue were. He's going to see what comes up in the news, see where his opportunities lie, and jump on them. He's already made his major policy statements on the war in Iraq, foreign policy, economics, health care, and so on.
Here's another political development to look forward to. At least I think this is political rather than literary. President Clinton's memoirs come out later this month, next week, I think. What's going to happen there?
The first thing that will happen is we'll take a break while people pretend to read it. It's going to be 997 pages. I think there's going to be a lot of skimming and index work going on. You know, a lot of Democrats are worried about the crowding out effect. But from Kerry's point of view, I sort of think that the more we see of Clinton, the better. His was a highly successful presidency. And I think his presence back on the national stage, even if promoting his book, reminds people that we could have some version of those policies again. Al Gore made a big mistake, in my opinion, by not associating himself more closely with Clinton when he was running. If I were Kerry, I'd be doing just the opposite and trying to position myself as the heir to Clinton's policies, if certainly not to Clinton's personality or character.
Opinion and analysis from Jacob Weisberg. He's the fearless leader of our partner magazine, Slate. Jacob, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.